Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Nice to have your company here on Sports Day and Hot Topics for Polaris Off-Road Australia. Follow on Instagram today. SBS, exclusive rights to the Tour de France until 2030. Live in Australia across multi-platforms, DTV and digital. And tonight we'll see the competition get back underway. Last night was a rest day and we have only six stages to go. And it's a battle between two Slovakians, Tadej Pogačar and also Primož Roglič. So looking forward to that tonight. 40 seconds separating them. And Aussie Richie Port is a couple of minutes behind. So we'll see whether he can make some headway in the two mountain stages, which are over the next 2 days. 164 kilometres in the mountains tonight. Hayes, Tim Sampson to lead the Western Force, given another 2 years today.
Yeah, why not? He's been very good. Two-year deal for Tim Sampson. Let's hope things continue to progress for our Western Force. But Carl, I'm not happy. Isaac Quainer, well done to that young man. He got the rising star nod for the last round. He had 17 disposals, but they've missed one here, Carl. I don't know who selects this, but Lachlan Scholl was on fire for Adelaide. He had 24 disposals, two goals, eight score involvements. He misses out. He's played the seven games for the year. Quainer, only eight. How does that happen? 24 disposals, two goals, eight score involvements up against 17 disposals. That is ludicrous.
Well, I would only say this, Hayes. He's still in it next year because if you've played 10 games or less, then you are still eligible next season. So they keep one up their sleeve there. And rugby union to return. The big announcement today that there'll be two Bledisloe Cup fixtures to be played in New Zealand next month. The first is on October 11 in Wellington and on Sunday the 18th in Eden Park. Cade Simpson retired today from the Blues, 341 games over 18 seasons, 36-year-old. What a great career.
Wonderful career, Carl. He didn't get many touches. He didn't get any touches in his first game. And I think after three games, he was only averaging four disposals. And also Tom Bell Chambers from the Bombers, 136 games. He has called quits on his career too.
Yeah, out immediately, injured, unfortunately. For Polaris, and did you know that Polaris has sold over 75,000 off-road vehicles in Australia? We'll get into a Freo Focus next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our Freo focus. Sullivan Logistics, three votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. And the Freo Dockers aren't lying down and just making up the numbers for the end of the season. They've taken a couple of other teams with them into 2021. And gee, they were impressive on the weekend. Certainly their best scoring performance by far, putting paid to a very ordinary North Melbourne by 64 points. Simon Eastor, assistant coach of the Freo Dockers, joins us to talk about it. Welcome, mate.
Yes, good evening. It's certainly a it's been pleasing the last couple of games where we're starting to execute to the coach's game plan. And on the weekend, as you said, we certainly hit the scoreboard.
It was probably the most comprehensive performance in that, you know, those things that you've been working on, and I think it's become fairly clear the type and style of footy that you're looking to play. But to finish off the hard work was something that I'm sure the whole group would be really pleased with.
Yeah, it really was pleasing. I think the key's been we've seen it in quarters, we've seen it in halves, seen it three quarters, but to put four quarters together like that was really encouraging for not just the rest of this season, but the future and certainly the confidence that the players have in one another when we have games like that.
Hey, East, do you know that I like ice cream and a few players got a lick of the ice cream on the weekend? Jesse Hogan, good to see him back into some really good form. He was better the week before and he followed that up. And Blake Akers, the other one, the last 2 weeks, he's had a tough year like Jesse Hogan. It makes a big difference if they can get that lick and then go into another pre-season.
Oh, absolutely, Hayes. Look, it's I think we saw from the weekend the spreading the load in our forward line makes a big difference. And it's not all on Michael Walters' shoulders. It's not all on Matt Fife's shoulders. It's not on Matt Taberner's shoulders. We got a good even spread of goal kickers and we're able to really put North Melbourne under a huge amount of pressure where there were options galore. I think in the past we've been a little bit too focused on depending on one individual to get us out of trouble. So that was certainly really encouraging. Jesse is spending more and more time with his teammates and coming off the injuries that he's had and his challenges. It's great to see him starting to really mesh well in that forward line. And as you said, Blake Akers is going from strength to strength now. And again, he with those injuries he had in the pre-season, the early part of the season, it's never easy to really get into a rhythm. So we're starting to see that with him on the wing. And I thought that there was one of the best games James Ace has played for us as well on the other wing. So it's they're certainly encouraging signs.
No doubt you have done, and Aaron Sandilands would have done, a lot of work with Sean Darcy. And early in the year, I questioned his toughness because he was coming on and off the ground a little bit too much. But he's proved me wrong. The last month of footy, he's starting to play some great footy and taking some big scalps.
Yeah, it's I think like all of those young guys coming through in the ruck, it has its challenges. And particularly when you talk about the calibre of players that Sean's played on in the last few weeks, Max Gawn and Todd Goldstein in particular, it's no mean feat that Sean's been able to really hold his own. And we're starting to see him emerging with a huge amount of confidence in his game. He's I think the key to that has been his follow-up after the contest. And he had 6 first possessions. He had 3 tackles. It was the kind of game that we know Sean's very capable of doing, but it just takes a little bit of time. And playing against those big dominant guys is no easy feat.
Simon Eastall stays with us after the break for Sullivan Logistics, your trusted storage and overnight freight expert. Sullivan Logistics, in it for the long haul. And if you're working around power, you need to consider the risks and have a game plan in place. For more information, visit westernpower.com.au and be 360 aware.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
And we're chatting here on Sports Day to Simon Eastall from the Freo Dockers in the Queensland Hub. Hayes?
Ethan Hughes, Talon Demand have been very good and consistent in the back line, as has Brennan Cox. His maturity, because he was a bit of a lad, he didn't always put in the hard yards, but he's having a good season. And it's going to be tough next year with a few players coming back. I'll ask you about Griffin Logue, whether he may come back next week, but also Alex Pearson and maybe Hamling. I know you can't fit them all in, but do you see a time in the future that he goes back to the forward line now that he's got confidence at the level?
Well, I think the thing with Brennan, we've seen from a maturity point of view, like you said, is he has played footy at both ends of the ground. And the thing that stands out with Brennan is he doesn't waste the ball. He went at 100% kicking efficiency on the weekend. And his composure with the ball in the D50 really can't be underestimated. Along with the rest of that back group, they've really meshed together well. They're working together cohesively. They support each other in the air and on the ground. And I think Ethan Hughes has probably been one of the biggest improvers in the AFL in terms of his ability to lock down players, but roll off and intercept. His growth as a player has really given us a huge amount of confidence. Talon Demand doesn't waste the footy as well. And those players, along with Nathan Wilson and obviously Luke Ryan's form that he's been in, the team's certainly making good strides. And from the weekend, Toby Watson came in and played a role. And that's only second or third game of AFL football. So it's great to see that with a system like that, the young player can come in and feel confident and be able to execute his role without being under the pump too much.
Speaking of giant strides, Matt Tabiner is currently sitting fourth in the competition for goals this season with 29. Only one game where he hasn't kicked a goal. We had our discussion around All-Australian in the first hour, and, gee, he has to be in the squad, doesn't he? I mean, I think he's taken more contested marks than anybody.
Yeah, he's one of those players, and he's a great example for young players coming through the system, that he just works so tirelessly on his game. Carl, he's the last player to get off the track every single day that we train, working on his contested marking, working on all different scenarios that he would face in a game. His goal kicking's improved, his disposal and general play's improved, and it's no surprise really to us, given how hard he works on his game. He's an absolute pro with the way he prepares his body and his recoveries and so forth. And I think that it's starting to really pay dividends for him. It's been a long journey for him. And it is nice to see a Fremantle player in the top 5 goal kickers. I think it's been a while since maybe Pav and Co were up there back in the day. So it's reward for a lot of hard work that goes on behind the scenes.
Griffin Logue, any chance?
Griffin's back training, which is great. He's training exceptionally well. We're just going to obviously have to see how this group have pulled up from the game the other day against North Melbourne, and you know, certainly Griffin's not up here to be a tourist, that's for sure. So he's trained exceptionally well and really given himself a chance to be available. He could really easily have just cruised along with his rehab, but with 2 weeks to go, he was putting his hand up to be ready to go.
Simon Eastall there for the all-new Kia Sorento, which has landed. We'll get into one of our performances of the day. Courtney Bruce will join us from the West Coast Fever next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day, performance of the day. Giant Bicycles, we're still riding with you. I'll tell you what, it's been performance of the last, it seems like, 3 or 4 weeks now for our West Coast Fever, who have won 5 of their last 6, and the other game, they have levelled up with the top team in the competition, and they were far too good for the New South Wales Swifts. This week, they play the Giants, and we're having a chat to one of their stars for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you. Courtney Bruce joins us, the Fever captain. Welcome, Skipper. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Are you satisfied with the way you and your team are going at the moment? Been unbelievably good.
Yeah, really, really stoked. Obviously getting the wins on the board and the one draw. Still a little bit that we want to tweak going into the next couple of games and finals. But yeah, pretty happy all around.
It's almost as soon as Stacey got the top job in Australia that the team turned it around. Why is that? Was there any coincidence with that?
No, yeah, I guess it was just it correlated with us drawing a line in the sand and deciding, look, our season's on the line here. What extra do we have to do as individuals and then as a team? And that coincided 2 days later with Stace getting announced. So it's just all worked out really nicely.
I think you all believe you're probably a chance now to represent Australia a little bit closer to that honour. I know you've done it plenty of times before. Janelle Fowler hasn't. She obviously represents Jamaica. But what a star she has been for your club. I think sometimes we just look at the numbers and go, wow, that's Janelle Fowler. But she is going for 3 MVPs on the trot and a new record, 70 goals in a match. She is a special talent.
She is phenomenal. I've literally got no words to describe other than that, and I'm just extremely grateful that she's on our team and I don't have to verse her every week because she's unstoppable at the moment.
Teague Neild, she's becoming a real two-point specialist. That's helping out your team, and you've got some opportunity to play some youngsters. Sunday, Ari Yang's been getting more court time, and I imagine she's one of your proteges. How's she been tracking?
Yeah, Sunday just reads the ball and the play really, really well. So it's been great to have that mix up between her and Stace out there on the goal defence. But I think it's just more exciting that we're able to get 12 players out there and rotate everyone because it is such a condensed season and we're going to need everyone firing coming into finals.
How are you feeling? Because you did have some injury concerns early in the season. Any problems? And with the next 2 games coming up before finals, any chance of you resting?
Yeah, no, I'm all good now. Just, you know, wanted a little bit of a lighter start to the season. But no, feeling really good. And yeah, just at the moment, just trying to do the best that I can to help the team get over the line. And if that's playing 60 minutes or stopping with Olivia and letting Liv have a crack out there, I'll be doing my best to play either role.
Now, what about Verity Charles? Is she okay after some girls that were dressed in opposition tunics gave her a bit of hurry curry out in the street? She all right?
Yeah, Vezzy is fine. She's a tough cookie. Nothing really seems to faze her. I guess she just wants to leave the situation and the event at what it was and just move on and play some netty and focus on the Giants game this weekend.
Courtney Bruce there for Giant Bicycles. We're still riding with you, and the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. You can find out more at kia.com.au.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Welcome back to Sports Day, and we have a new man to welcome to the airwaves. Senior Area Sales Manager Joel Lancaster from BASF joins us. G'day, Joel. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're going really well. Now, tell us about some of your wonderful products, the Invigor Hybrid Canola, and in particular, the Invigor T4510. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, Invigor T4510 is one of our hybrid TT varieties. It's going very well out in the wheat belt, and you know, it's a very, very popular variety due to it generally being one of the better performing varieties in the national NVT. Across the board, it performs consistently, producing high yields.
Now, with OP varieties, you don't have upfront costs of seed. Is the benefit really there for growers at harvest?
Yeah, definitely. The MVT results definitely show that hybrid varieties like the T4510 generally perform better, and the yield advantage is definitely there.
Now, I've got plenty of mates and families that I know out in the bush, mate, and there's some new varieties in the pipeline as well. What are growers getting excited about?
Look, there's plenty to get excited about, the BASF Invigor range. There's also a couple of options that we have to share the risk with farmers, and one of them is Replace My Seed, which is a program where if you have a crop failure early in the season, we'll replace that seed for you to use next year or in that season, depending on what suits your situation.
Now, all BASF Invigor varieties come with Replace My Seed protection and pay at harvest terms. Tell us a bit about these and why growers enjoy these added services.
Yeah, well, I just went through the Replace My Seed a little bit, but within 45 days of seeding, if your crop doesn't establish to your liking, we'll come out and do a situation report and determine whether there's a need to replace that seed. And the pay at harvest is obviously just an option for farmers to buy the Invigor range and not pay until harvest, which, you know, frees up cash flow for the growers to use on other things throughout the year.
Now, mate, you would be, I'm sure, enjoying this weather that has graced us with its presence the last couple of days. I know a few of the farmers are still looking for a little bit more rain out in the country areas, but be nice to be doing your job, getting out and about, servicing the way that you do for BASF.
Yeah, it certainly is, mate. It's a good time of year to be out and about in the paddock, and plenty to see and look at across the board. But, yeah, that one last September rain for the wheat belt would be definitely something we're all looking for.
Good stuff, mate. Thanks for joining us today.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Joel Lancaster there, Senior Area Sales Manager. And to reserve your Invigor Hybrid Canola, call your local reseller or visit myseedbasf.com.au. That's myseed.basf.com.au. Boost your sales with the Australian-made logo, australianmade.com.au/apply. We'll finish off with the news headlines in our daily roundup next.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
And we finish off with the news headlines for car sales. We love cars. And the news out of Sydney, Elijah Taylor stood down immediately after alleged assault here in Perth. It has the full support of the AFL. And Hayes, at the moment, it doesn't look like that he is going to have a career in the AFL, depending on what happens with those charges.
No, it's a shame because he showed a bit as a player, but he's got bigger things to worry about in the coming months. AFL players, Carl, in Queensland quarantine. They're now out. Gary Ablett and Shane Edwards return to their respective teams. Mark Harvey, he's been moved out of the midfield coaching role. James Kelly to replace him in that position. And the standoff continues between Channel 7 and Foxtel and Cricket Australia. There was a $25 million payment due today. They made part of that payment, but not all was paid. And they're saying that is enough. So the coming months are going to be interesting to see what happens with the broadcasters and also cricket in this country.
No doubt about that. And on the injury list at Freo, official test for Conker, Logue and Bewley this week. At West Coast, Dom Sheed is going to return. Elliot Yeo won't be playing. Tom Lynch at Richmond out for 2 weeks. And sadly, it is Toby McLean and Ivan Soldo out for the season with ACL injuries, as was confirmed by their scans. And just lastly, a little bit of trade whispers that the Cats are into Luke Bruce at Hawthorn, and Essendon, through Dad, who's the manager, are into Jordan DeGoey. We might have some more for you on that front on Sports Day tomorrow night. Car Sales, Australia's number one for cars. We'll see you tomorrow.